Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feeplatt joined by Romeo Sanabria. Romeo, you've really had a lot of success in this ballpark over the last couple years. Home runs and back-to-back games. What do you think it is about this yard that brings a lot of success?
This ballpark is a very fun ballpark, I would say. And number two is that it's just a fun place to just be at with the team and everything. I feel like as a team, we're all connecting here. I feel like it's a good ballpark to play at, number one. It's a good area, too. And I feel like just us connecting here is just another perk of us. Like, not just me, but my teammates, we're also all just raking as a team. So it's a good spot to be at.
What do you think the Wolf teaches you as a group? Because it is so tough at times. You can hit the ball hard and it finds a glove. Does that bring mental toughness at all when you come to a park like this and then you have more success?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes it does take a little bit of mental toughness, because you can go, like for me, I went over there, I only got one hit in the week, but then you come here and then everything changes because, yeah, it's a hard ballpark to hit at, but I feel like if you continue to just be yourself, continue just to grow past that, I feel like good will come to those that understand it's a hard ballpark to play at.
You came out of junior college, and that is a path that obviously can lead to a number of different experiences. You don't necessarily have the same resources as you would have at a D1. What do you think that experience taught you, and what have you taken from that in your pro career?
So being out of junior college, I felt like it taught me mental toughness. Like, you're going to have to grind to get out of places. Like, playing there was just like a grind, but it wasn't like people think, oh yeah, going into junior college is going to be a bad experience. No, I had a fun experience. I have people that I still talk to from there. Coaches, like, I love my coaches there. They were very like big help to me. They told me how, like, they taught me how to grow as a person, as a teammate, and it helped me when I first got here to be like myself and understand, like, you're going to always grow. So being at a junior college really taught me to be myself and understand, like, it's a grind every day.
What do you think makes a good double-A hitter now that you've had time at this level? And it brings, you know, a lot of challenges. Where do you see yourself having grown in this level with the Missions? And where do you see, you know, the focuses as a successful double-A hitter?
Yeah, I feel like the perks of a double-A hitter is just to be able to learn. Like, you're going to go from low A to high A from our org, and it's going to be like good ballparks to hit at, but then you go here and it's feel like you're going to be playing against like sometimes big leaguers or people that are also like big prospects. So I feel like you got to be able to learn. Like, that's the one thing, like, and also just be happy and understand that baseball is a hard sport. That's why, like, one of my teammates, shout out Cedeno, when he was here, he taught us like to always be happy and have fun, because with that, like, you play the sport like longer and stuff. Like, if you always get mad and stuff, I feel like you're always gonna be in your head. But if you have fun, good will come to those that always have fun and stuff like that.
You mentioned Cedeno, who, you know, went back to Japan but was here for a short period of time and played a bunch of professional baseball. Yeah. What were some of the lessons you took away from him?
Yeah, one big thing, like I said, was having fun. And then number two is to enjoy the game. Like, everybody that comes and goes always says, enjoy the game. But then are you really thinking about what they're saying? Like, when Cedeno was here, I never saw him once mad. When he was here, he was always having fun. We used to, like, you see us, we're always having fun. Even him, he got into, like, a one game, pinch hit at bat, got walked, came back, and he started, like, make sure everybody's, like, pumped the crowd up. And we ended up winning the game because everybody's, like, having fun on a Sunday game, you know? Like, that's the one thing I learned from Cedeno, is just have fun. And that's the thing I'm trying to bring. Like, even though he's gone, I'm trying to, like, keep that here to, like, make sure we have fun and, like, enjoy the game.
When you struggle at times at the plate, what is the focus in your mind to make sure you maintain that confidence, your trust, that all your hard work that you're putting into it is going to pay off?
Yeah, so whenever I struggle, I always try to remind myself, like, next day, like, wash it off. Once the game's over, wash it off. Tomorrow's a new day. Even if you struggle, I feel like if you get too much in your head and stuff, then it's going to pass on to the next week or next month. So for me, I try to, like, be like a goldfish quick. Like, I try to forget it quick and then move on to the next week. Like, even, like, last week, bad week, but this is starting off to be a great week. So it's always, like, moving, like, being able to move on quick.
You've had the continuity with Eric Del Prado, your hitting coach last year. What have you taken away from him? What are some of his key focuses that have allowed you to become a better hitter?
Yeah, so Eric, I've been with Del Prado for like a bunch of years already. So like every time I see Del Prado, he's always smiling, and it's never like, even when I'm like mad or something, he tries to cheer me up. So everything I take from Del is like, again, happiness, like, and like, just be yourself, be, have fun up there. Like, he always, like, every time I see him, I don't think anybody's ever seen him mad. Like, why would you be mad at somebody that's always happy? Like, he tries to bring light into something like dark, you know? And I feel like that's why I learn from him, like, to have fun. So every time I'm up there, I'm like, yo, DP, what does he have? Bet, let's go. I dap him up, and then we just like continue. If I have a bad AB or good AB, he continues to say, next one, next one. So that's why I take from the product.
What have you enjoyed being a part of this clubhouse? I know you guys have a lot of fun together, and you're really close-knit.
Yeah, so, like, I think for all of us, it's just, like, again, having fun. And then number two is being able to just play with a healthy team, because last year I got to play with Salas for a little while, but then he got hurt. So having Salas here in a full year and him healthy, I think that's another big thing, is, like, he's, like, he brings a lot of fun. People see him as, like, a top prospect, but we see him as a teammate that loves having fun.
How can he teach you certain lessons, and how can you also take him under your wing and teach him what you've been through?
For me, he's very young, so like he's enjoying the game. Like, his brother's on the other team, and I'm messing around with him, his brother and him. So I try to teach him, like, of course, like, baseball stuff, but then he teaches us, like, even though we're all like a little older than him, he still shows us, like, having fun is what's going to make us win. Being mad every day, even though we were had a slow start in the beginning, we're still the same team. We're still the same 1-9 and everything. But he's teaching us, like, to just have fun, even, like, his age. Like, even all the pressure he has, he leaves out the noise, and he understands, like, fun is everything.
What are you focused on the rest of the season?
I'm just focused on winning. That's the main thing. If we win, you have fun. If you lose, nobody has fun losing. So for me, it's just winning.
Thank you so much for the time.
I appreciate you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Equity Bank Park.